Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bill Schley is here. Bill is a great member of our Brain Trust. 15 years he's been hanging out with us. President and co-founder of Brand Team 6. He is the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand. He's the author of The Microscript Rules, which changed our world around here. Also, The Unstoppables. He's very prolific, and he's a wordsmith extraordinaire, and he knows how to get it across. He's also the co-host of the Brand Brothers podcast, which is awesome. He's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back.
Hey, I'm always glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
You know what? I'm at a loss for words when you give me that great intro. Now I'm at a loss for words.
It's all true. Hey, Bill, we've all heard, well, that's old school. And then, of course, The people who say, well, that's old school, like to say, you know, guys, we got new school. We got the new school going on. But I like to say that to people who, when we have that conversation, I like to tell them that there's old school and there is old school and there is new school. But some things are what I call the school. And the things that are the school are the fundamentals.
I like that.
And 500 years ago, we're doing things today that were fundamental 500 years ago. They're fundamental today, and they'll be fundamental 500 years from now. What do you think?
You're preaching to the choir on that one, Jim. You know, it's amazing. I like that, the school. The other thing that I call it is it's sort of a forgotten a term, an old cliche called common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense. Right, which you get into branding and the nuances of branding and marketing, it always comes back to, if you fall back on common sense, you're going to be right about 95% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about the fundamentals, the reason just before we got on here, we were mentioning, you know, I'm doing the masterclass now for the online masterclass called the Brand Titans Masterclass, and I call it the School of Branding Secrets You Can't Learn in School. which I know you would love, right? But what we get down to is these are the fundamentals taught by the guys and the women that created the greatest brands of all time, the ones that have lasted for hundreds of years. So as we're trying to keep those principles alive with our class, and we're doing it for small businesses, because small businesses can't always hire big, expensive consultants, but they sure can, you know, read a good book, or they can go online and learn these fundamental principles and do it all themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So in the process, I've got clients that I still deal with, and then one is a company that's creating an org chart, a new kind of dynamic org chart, where instead of the static, you know, org charts in companies, this thing is a living thing that you can mix and match and you can share, and it's really a powerful tool. They hired a firm to come in, an agency to help them find, you know, the ultimate brand message. And I looked at their, and the CEO sent me this thing and asked me my opinion. Now, the firm sent them a 74-slide PowerPoint presentation, 74 slides. And in it, it goes over archetypes, which is a new thing, archetypes of the customer, which actually gets into the, you know, the spirit animal of the different customers.
Right, psychographics and all that, yeah.
Then personas, where it divides the customer into 27 different shades of customer. And then it has the right buyer they call the radical buyer. The radical buyer. I'm not sure what that is. And then it comes into functional associations. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. And what it's doing is saying that branding today is this complex set of mysteries. It's this multifaceted, magical, you know, art that only these branders can understand.
New
and
school.
You better hire an agency to help you.
New school.
So complex.
Yeah.
And lastly, you get people that are out there doing TED Talks and telling you it's not about what you sell, it's about why you make it. Because that's what customers care about. Why
new school.
You care enough to make this.
And
right.
It makes the CEO who's going to write the check feel like a dummy, doesn't it? When the truth
right.
is,
well, and,
when the
and,
truth is, if he's got, if right. he or she has just a tiny little bit of gray in their temple, they probably know more.
Yeah.
They know more of what's really important than those agencies do.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I want to contrast this 74. It's literally 74 slide presentation
yeah.
with what my boss at Ted Bates said once. He was one of the great brand titans. This
Ted Bates was a great agency,
folks.
Go ahead.
The agency where they created brands like Melts in Your Mouth, Not in Your Hand, and Prudential Get a Piece of the Rock, and
yeah.
how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S. And all these great brands.
What did he tell you?
Here's what he said. So he got an award for the over-the-counter pharmaceutical agencies because he had done, for example, they even did now the Cialis commercials
right.
and things like that. But they were doing great advertising. And they said to Bob Froelich, he said, Mr. Froelich, the reporter came up to him, we'd like to interview you. Can you tell us, what's your philosophy of advertising, sir? And Froelich turned around and he said, you want my philosophy? He said, people have a headache. They want it to go away. That was his whole speech. Now, this is the guy. This is the greatest advertising guy. This is the greatest advertising guy. It's a real story. It's a real story.
Yeah.
What Froelich understood.
That's like, why are you in business? Buy low, sell high.
Keep track. Small business.
It's called Occam's Razor. William Occam, the great English monk, said the simplest solution is use the best. Occam's Razor. That's a razor.
Okay. If the fundamentals from 100 years ago say the simple message always wins, which they said then and they said now, those things, that's the school.
I love that.
The school.
The school. That's exactly the old school
or the new school.
Yeah.
But here's the advantage for your listeners, for our people, which are your listeners, Jim, because our entrepreneurs, our small businesses, are people that are still the backbone of this country, and they go out every single day to make their product number one in their category, okay? That this is your advantage over these huge companies.
That's exactly
because
right.
Because I have other.
Bill, hold on. Talk. I got to go to a break. I want to get one point in here, folks.
Okay.
If you, I want you to hire an agency to help you. I want you to hire social media experts to help you. I want you to help get somebody to help you with your online footprint, with your website and your mobile and all. I want you to get help with that. But don't forget, you can't let them have your company. They probably don't understand the fundamentals, the school that you do. Make sure that if they wrap something new, they bring you something new, a new wrapper, make sure they wrap up what you know to be fundamental. Don't let them have your fundamentals. Do not let them have your fundamentals. Bill Schley and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassing again.
Okay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.